like to invite Swami Prabhananji from the Vedanta Society of Sacramento to speak on the topic Swami Vivekananda and the Bhagavad Gita.
I thank Vedanta Society of Northern California and Swami Tattvananda especially for inviting me to speak on this special occasion. I first met Swami Prabhudhananji Maharaj in the year 1970 at Belur Math. As Shantarubhanjaji said that he also met, actually I also met him at that time. He was on his way to San Francisco from Bangalore. That he was posted here, so he was traveling and he came to Belur Math. From there he came to San Francisco. The second time I met him, that was at the San Francisco airport in the third week of March of 1989, when I was coming to Sacramento from Belur Math. I was also posted after 19 years to Sacramento, and he was there in San Francisco airport to receive me. Receive me in a sense, that means, as I'm saying, he along with a young devotee put me into a small commuter plane for my destination to Sacramento. I remember the name of that young man. His name was Brett, and he was a little tall, and he was with him. And at that time, there was no TSA, so he could come to the near the gate and receive me. And as you know, he always wear the ochre robe, so there was no difficulty in recognizing him. So immediately I could recognize him, and he recognized me. I was also wearing ochre robe. So after some time, when that time for the next flight was there, he just put me into that aircraft. Later on, I had the opportunity of meeting him regularly in annual meetings. Our three centers, that means San Francisco, then Berkeley, and Sacramento centers, they have annual meetings in the month of March, and previously dates were also more or less fixed, so we used to rotate, and all the swamis, that means swamis from San Francisco and Berkeley and San Francisco, they actually attended all the meetings. In that way, we had the opportunity of meeting regularly in annual meetings, and of course, I attended Shanti Ashrama retreats and also Olima retreats on many occasions. I don't think that I have ever missed any retreat, Memorial Day retreat, but I might have missed Shanti Ashrama retreat once or twice. So there are the occasions of meeting him that I am saying. Of course, otherwise also, occasionally or when there was a necessity, we had met. Now, Swami Prabhudhananji did not write too many articles, but he contributed fairly regularly in the annual numbers of Vedanta Kesari, the English magazine published from Chennai. In one of those issues, that is in 1983, he wrote an article on an important theme of the Bhagavad Gita. The title of his article was The Concept of Swadharma. It is interesting to note that Swami Vivekananda gave a three-part dedicated lecture on the Gita in San Francisco. You will not find that he had given exclusive talks on Bhagavad Gita, but he has quoted in many places at length in his other talks, but exclusively he had given three talks on Bhagavad Gita in San Francisco. He had referred and quoted in many lectures or classes from the Bhagavad Gita, but gave a series of three talks in this city on May 26th, 28th, and 29th of 1900 in Dr. Logan's residence. In this series, Swami Vivekananda's observations, which are scattered all over his works, are more or less summed up. That is the last talks that Swami Vivekananda had given in the western part of this country. That means after that, actually, next day, I believe, he boarded the train and went back to New York. Bhagavad Gita was Swami Vivekananda's lifelong companion. It is well known that in 1888, when he began his journey as a wandering monk, He used to carry a copy of this sacred book with him. Some of his comments on Bhagavad Gita is worth sharing. One, than the Gita, no better commentary of the Vedas has been written or can be written. It is the best commentary we have on the Vedanta philosophy. It is like this, that as I told you, that three-part talk that he had given in this city, the first part, that means first day, actually he devoted totally on Upanishads and compared with Bhagavad Gita. So his bone of contention was that Bhagavad Gita is the essence or the teachings that we find in the Upanishads, actually they have been collected in the Bhagavad Gita. Then second quote, if one reads this one sloka, Kloibang Masma Gamak Partha, Naita Ta Yupapadate, Shudrang Hidaya Jarvalam Takta Tishta Parantapa. It is a very well-known quotation of Bhagavad Gita. He is saying, do not yield to unmanliness, O son of Pritha. It does not become you. Shake off this faint-heartedness and arise, O scorcher of enemies. So he is saying that if one reads this sloka and remembers this sloka, actually, he knows the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Now, third quote is very interesting in a sense that is not a very oft-quoted, rather pair of verses which are not very oft-quoted, but Swamiji has put such an importance that is worth remembering. Swamiji has said, quote, if there is anything in the Gita that I like, it is the two verses coming out of strong as the very gist, the very essence of Krishna's teaching. They are that, and the 13th chapter, verses 28 and 29, Samang Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishthantam Parameshwaram Vinasya Sva Vinasyantam Yapasyati Sapasyati. Then Samang Pasyan Hi Sarvatra Samavasitam Ishwaram Na Hinasti Tatma Anatman Tato Yati Parangutim. So the meaning is, he who sees the Supreme Lord dwelling alike in all beings, the imperishable in things that perish, he sees indeed. For seeing the Lord as the same, everywhere present, he does not destroy the self, S in capital, by the self, S in what is called smaller letter, and thus he goes to the highest goal. This is, as I told you, not a very off-quoted, but Swami Vivekananda is saying, this is the these two verses are the verses that actually has appealed to him. Now, why it is like this? When we reflect in the incidents of Swami Vivekananda's life, we can relate at least two incidents which actually reflect, has some relationship with these two verses. So first is this. This is from his biography. One day, Sri Ramakrishna tried to bring home to Narendra. At that time, he was a college student. Swami Vivekananda was a college student. He used to be addressed as Narendra. One day, Sri Ramakrishna tried to bring home to Narendra the identity of the individual soul with Brahman, but without success. Narendra left the room and going to Pratap Chandra Hazra. He was a devotee, we can say. He used to live in Dakshineswar Kali Temple, near Sri Ramakrishna's room, and there he said, quote, how can this be? This jug is God, this cup is God, and we too are God. Nothing can be more preposterous. On hearing Narendra's laughter, Sri Ramakrishna, who was in his room in a state of semi-consciousness, came smiling and said, hello, what are you talking about? He touched Narendra and plunged into samadhi. The effect of the touch Narendra describes as follows. This is Swami Vivekananda's his experience that he has said. The magic touch of the master that day immediately brought a wonderful change over my mind. I was astounded to find that really there was nothing in the universe but God. I saw it quite clearly, but kept silent to see whether the impression would last. But it did not abate in the course of the day. I returned home, but there too everything I saw appeared to be Brahman. I sat down to take my meal, but found that everything, the food, the plate, the person who served, and even myself was nothing but that. While walking in the streets, I noticed cabs flying, but I did not feel inclined to move out the way. I felt that the cabs and myself were of one stuff. While walking in the Cornwall Street, that means the street by the Harvey's residence, I would strike my head against the iron railings to see if they were real or only a dream. This state of things continued for some days. When I became normal again, I realized that I must have had a glimpse of the Advaita state. Then it struck me that the words of the scriptures were not false. Thenceforth, I could not deny the conclusions of the Advaita philosophy. So this experience actually has relevance to these two verses that Swami Vivekananda has said is the most important verses according to in the Bhagavad Gita. When we reflect on the incidents of Swami Vivekananda, we can relate, as I told you, to events. Another event, of course, was that he Sri Ramakrishna asked him that, well, what you want to do in your life? So he said, at that time he had the experience of Nirvikalpa Samadhi. He said that, well, I shall go into deep samadhi, then come down out of that and eat a little bit of morsel of food. Then again, I shall go into the samadhi and experience this. So Sri Ramakrishna said that it is not really something that is very important or something that actually for which you have come. Then actually he explained to him that there is a superior state. That means there is an experience which is further than the Nirvikalpa Samadhi, which is actually seeing God, as it is called, seeing Brahman everywhere, which he actually did later on. Now the point is that, as I told you, Swami Prabhudhanji had written one article about the Swadharma in one of the Vedanta Kosha special issues. So there actually we see that he analyzed this Swadharma. That means that was the subject matter of his writing, in such a way, very analytic and very thorough in his writing. And ultimately, we see that Swami Vivekananda also had touched that point in his talk in the Bhagavad Gita here. So he is saying that it is, the quote of the Bhagavad Gita is that, it is better to die in your own path than attempt the path of another. So Swami Vivekananda has said, this is my path and I am down here and you are way up there, and I am always tempted to give up my path, thinking I will go there and be with you. And if I go up, I am neither there nor here. We must not lose sight of this doctrine. It is all a matter of growth. Wait and grow, and you attain everything. Otherwise, there will be great spiritual danger. Here is the fundamental secret of teaching of religion. Now, we, as Swami Vivekananda is continuing, he is saying, we grope about and struggle here and there and do all sorts of things and make no progress until the time comes when we fall into the life current and are carried on. The sign is that the moment we are in the stream, we'll float. Then there is no more struggle. This is to be found out, then die in that path, rather than giving it up and taking hold of an of another. So this is very important in a saying that, as I told you, this is the verse of Bhagavad Gita, Swadharma Nidhanam Shreyo Paradharma Bhayabaho. So Swami Prabhupada wrote this article of concept of Swadharma. He analyzed the topic from different angles, which shows the depth of his knowledge on the topic. I would like to conclude by sharing with you a few of his observations. When a person, in that article he has said, when a person is performing his Swadharma, he is at his best, doing what he should be doing, using all his faculties, he does all duties with confidence because he is using his own assets and is conscious of his liabilities. In Swadharma, likes and dislikes are made subservient to what is good in the long run and in a larger context of himself and others. Then another place is saying, change of place, social environment or vocation help very little to mend matters. When there is any difficulty, instead of fretting and fuming, one should turn to indwelling spirit, take refuge in him, and discharge his Swadharma with strength, enthusiasm, and confidence. Swa really means, that means Swadharma, the word, or the sound swa, really means the indwelling self, whose dharma or essential nature is purity, freedom, wisdom, love, and bliss. So, Swadharma means living in the self or God, who is the real home. Whatever he does to live in God, who is everything, is Swadharma. That what is meant by God realization. It brings complete self-expression, and this brings fulfillment and meaning to life. Now, I have no doubt those who knew Swami Prabhudhananji will agree that he found his Swadharma in monastic life and lived it with natural confidence and left his body in great peace. Thank you very much.